Hello, it's Margot Kingston here for the No Fibs Independence Day podcast. And I was reading a great story by Ray Kingston's campaign manager, Dave Lennon, this morning about how there's actually a candidates forum circuit in the great seat of Mallee. So, hi, Ray, how are you going?
Good, thank you, Margot.
So you seem to be doing a forum every couple of days in just about every little town in the seat?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. We had a busy week last week, but that's for sure. I think we did four last week.
I can't quite understand what's going on in Mallee. It's the safest seat in Australia. Is this the first time that democracy sort of caught fire in the seat?
First time in my memory, yeah. A few people say to me how exciting it is to be, A, kind of relevant, but B, people to be talking about politics. Yeah, yeah.
Dave's story said there's a tiny little town of Wimmera that you were last night or the night before, and 160 people turned up. That's big, isn't it?
Yeah, I was in Horsham, which is a pretty decent sized town. But yeah, we've had reasonable, I think, good turnouts to forums and people engaging, certainly engaging online pretty actively. And yeah, it's been exciting. It feels fresh.
I heard on the grapevine that Mildura, you put on the Star Turn, and that the Sunraysia Daily, the big Mildura paper, which by the way went up to Wimmera, which was just fantastic, said you were the standout performer of the night. Now, do you want to blow your own trumpet or play it down?
Yeah, look, it was a glowing headline, and I'm not sure how to respond to it modestly, Margo, but yeah, look, that's exciting. I guess I feel like that talking to people on stage is a space that I'm pretty comfortable in, and I've enjoyed the forums, and obviously someone thought I said something right.
Now, someone said to me that Mildura is the place that really liked the Independence Day video, and that you really haven't got a presence in Mildura. You're more at the north of the state, and that might have been quite helpful introducing you to Mildura.
I haven't. Look, I'm running around on the road, so I'm not close to the people in my campaign to be able to tell me where the video is doing well and not, to be honest. I'm not on top of that. But yeah, Mildura is a really important part of the electorate, being the biggest town. And yeah, it's 300 kilometres away from where I live. So whilst I certainly have a few contacts up there, it's one of the reasons this seat's quite challenging to run a campaign in.
Yeah, you're known in one area and completely unknown in the other. And I guess that's one reason why the three independents are tightly exchanging preferences, because each of you's known in a different part of the seat.
Yeah, it's probably not quite as simple as that, but yeah, okay. Yeah, that certainly makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so as it stands, some people are saying, a lot of people on Twitter are excited and think that one of the three independents could be a real shot. That would come as a big surprise to many of us. What's your feeling on the ground about whether there is a serious chance for an independent to beat the Nat?
Look, I've put a lot of thought into this for obvious reasons. The really challenging part to see through is that with 13 candidates running, and who knows what some of those preferences will do, given that there's a lot of those candidates not manning booths, you know, 87 booths across the electorate. So there's a bit of how long is a piece of string in this, but I have a good sense that I'm in this, depending on a few things going right. And the other thing that backs that up is the National Party has been doing a heap of polling here, and they're acting like they're pretty concerned. So I will take that as a compliment and say this will be a pretty interesting seat Saturday night.
So when did they start polling, right?
Oh, look, talking to the wrong person, because I'm paying attention to other things. But to me, there was a poll with my name in it before Anne Webster was pre-selected for the National Party way back in January. And might have even been pre-Christmas. And there's been a lot of phone calls to people's home and mobiles in the last couple of weeks.
So have you had any visits from Big Nat's names? Or do you think there might be some last-minute visits?
Oh, we had a – McCormack was here this morning. I've never seen a flurry of ministers like this before, not even close. I just, when I was on council, in fact, it's really interesting. I know for a fact that Andrew Broad took pride in dragging ministers here and probably did an okay job compared to our history, but pales in insignificance compared to the number of visits we've had during this election campaign.
Have you had any freebies thrown at you?
Yeah. Look, there's been particularly up along. There was an announcement made, which was only election promise today. But no, there's been a bit of infrastructure spend pre-care taker mode. It's actually kind of fun to know what it feels like to be in a seat that people are actually trying hard to win and trying to convince voters to get them over the line.
And how are voters responding to this sudden outbreak of vibrant democracy in a very safe seat?
It's a mixed bag. The sad part is there's an enormous amount of cynicism about politics, full stop. And I guess running as an independent, I dodge some of that. But so it's a funny blend of frustration about politics in general and frustration about our remoteness from it historically and arguably even still. And then all of a sudden we see this flurry of visits and funding promises, and it's all a bit of a heady mix, really.
One thing I sort of liked about the video is that it sort of brought together rural, regional and city. And I wondered if you'd join in, because I thought maybe your voters would say, oh, you don't want to be in with that city lot. But the impression I'm getting on Twitter is that that Mally was delighted to be in the video and delighted to be noticed and featured.
I think notice might be the key word there, Margot. Being noticed is half the battle in my mind, in a lot of cases in rural seats. And I guess one of my motivations in being in the video, and hopefully that is something that people see through, is that I'm really conscious that whatever we need for the future here, we need to convince urban voters that we're important or we're worth spending money on, or trying to get our educational health outcomes up to speed is something that's worth Australia doing. So I'm really, really keen to engage with an audience that goes a lot further than where I live. We're sort of throwing my hat in the ring with a heap of other independents scattered all over Australia.
Okay, now just to sort of finish off, it's really important for people who want to elect an independent that they vote 1, 2, 3 for the three main independents. It's Cecile Moore, what's the other guy's name?
Jason Mondiger,
and you, because one of you will emerge then as a contender. So it doesn't really matter who your preference after that, does it? As long as your top three preferences are for the three big indies.
I think that's really important. And I'd like, in a perfect world, I'd love to see people following their own hearts in terms of how they vote. But yeah, if you want change here, you put us 1, 2, 3 above National Party, and you work out the rest, or the National, you put them wherever you want. You know, whether you want them 4 or whether you want them 8, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But as long as you put us above, we give ourselves a really great opportunity for change.
Okay, one last question. If you don't make it this time, given the level of support and recognition you've got now, would you consider giving it another run, or would once be enough for you?
Oh, no, absolutely consider it, giving it another run. But you three, I'm not going to commit to that today. But yeah, I never go about these things with just we'll have a couple of months go and then I'll go off and do something else. I'm very earnest about the outcomes of this region. So yeah, I'd absolutely consider another crack.
Well, good luck, Ray. And, there's going to be a big swing. And really, in a way, that matters almost as much as winning, because the seat would have put the Nats and the Governor and the Libs on notice that they better start looking after you, or else, eh?
Yeah, look, I'd estimate they've spent 3 times what they did on the last election advertising, for example. Even little things like that you'll take it along the way. But, yeah, the ultimate goal, obviously, is coming out ahead on Saturday night.
Good luck, Ray, and thanks a million for finding time.
Thanks, Margot. Good night.